Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The situation has reached the point where the rulers of the Muslims gamble with nuclear danger in the heart of the Muslim lands. The Abu Dhabi Media Office reported that specialized emergency response teams on Sunday controlled a fire that broke out in an electricity generator located outside the inner perimeter of the Baraka nuclear power plant in the Al-Dhafra region, following an attack on the site by a drone, without any injuries or any recorded radiation leakage. The UAE Ministry of Defense explained that the investigations are still ongoing to determine the source of the attacks, noting that any developments will be announced once the investigations are completed. Truly, what is happening is a tremendous evil, that the Muslim lands have become an exposed arena and a theater for settling scores and achieving political objectives, with no regard whatsoever for the condition to which the Muslim lands have deteriorated, nor for the fate of the Muslims and the people of the region, to the point that even a nuclear station is targeted, with all the potentially grave consequences this could have upon the region and its people. Whether Iran, America, or the Jewish entity stands behind the attack, the result is that this is a condition which cannot be tolerated in silence. The rulers of the Muslims on both sides of the current conflict are the very ones who enabled America to invade the lands of the Muslims and penetrate them. They are the ones who opened the lands wide for the hosting of military bases numbering in the dozens. They are the ones who made peace and normalized relations with the Jewish entity and established joint projects with it, thereby bringing it into the lands of the Muslims. Thus, after all this, it has become natural for our lands to become a theater and playground for these criminals to implement whatever plans and projects they desire in order to tighten their control over them. The rulers of the Muslims marched alongside America in its invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan and in carrying out its projects in Asham and Yemen until they enabled it in the lands of the Muslims. They continue to provide America and the Jewish entity with all the financial, logistical, military, and political support they require to achieve their colonial objectives. The victim in all of this is the lands of the Muslims, the lives of the Muslims, and their resources. So until when will the Ummah remain silent regarding the leadership of these traitors over it? Has the time not come for it to remove them from its chest and appoint a single Khalifa, Caliph, who gathers its scattered parts, unites it, and cuts off the hand of colonialism from our lands so that it may once again become a dignified Ummah that produces glory rather than a weak Ummah in a theater for events? Indeed, by Allah, the time has come. Engineer Salahuddin Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.